talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And we're going right to our interview of Professor Matt Petering. I'd like to introduce Professor Petering. He's been on the show before one time. Professor Petering has his undergraduate degree in mathematics for the Washington University in St. Louis, great university. He has his PhD in industrial engineering from the University of Michigan, and he's been on the faculty for almost 15 years at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, in industrial engineering. So, Professor Petering, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Matt. Glad to be here.
Yeah, no, it's good to talk to you. Professor, I'm going to set the table here. The professor has devised an algorithm that fairly quickly can analyze different changes to maps, make map adjustments, and he has experimented with the maps in Wisconsin. And Professor, I'm going to go through four categories, and then I am going to talk about Brian Hagedorn's concurring opinion in the redistricting case that just came down yesterday, but or the day before. Let's start with it. We're going to talk about compactness, competitiveness, fairness, and the Voting Rights Act. As I understand it, your algorithm has produced a map that is, let's set the table here. There is Bill 2621 in the Assembly right now, and there's a Senate bill as well. To take care of the Senate. And the Republican plan is a disaster. It simply is a gerrymander 2.0. It simply takes the gerrymander of 2010, puts it on steroids, and makes it much worse. There's a people's map that's been put in. That's the one the Democrats are pushing. So I'll refer to the people's map. On compactness, the people's map is 20% better than the Republicans. But your map, the Petering map, is 20% better than the people's map. Do I have that right?
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Competitiveness, you define competitiveness as a district that's somewhere between 55-45. In other words, the low 50s to the high 40s. Then it becomes somewhat competitive. The people's map is 40% better than the Senate bill. And your map is 20% better than the people's map. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yep. In fairness, and that's another category you use, the Republican map would give Democrats 40 out of 99 seats. In other words, they'd have 59, we'd have 40. You know, it's basically almost 60% of the seats. The people's map would give the Democrats 45 out of 99. Your map would give the Democrats roughly 50 out of 99, basically a 50-50 shot at a slight majority in the Assembly. Is that about right?
That is correct.
Now, the Voting Rights Act is very important because the Voting Rights Act cannot be overridden by a state court. That's a federal act. And the federal act is very clear about what they need for compliance, which is more than a 50% majority of different ethnicities. The your map, as I understand it, is compliant with the Voting Rights Act. It gives six black majority districts, two Hispanic majority districts, and then I think you have another district that is what we would call an opportunity district and competitive. There theoretically could be seven black management districts. Is that about right? Six and two is what your map comes up with?
Yeah, it does do six districts that are at least 50% black, two districts at least 50% Hispanic, which would be required by law.
Okay, the thing that just blew me away is you did an analysis of the likelihood, running it past, you know, all sorts of different scenarios. It sort of reminded me of a Monte Carlo analysis that some financial planners will do if they say, you know, put 60% stocks, 40 bonds, and, you know, you have a 95% chance of it lasting 30 years, you know, that kind of stuff. The analogy anyway occurred to me. But what blew me away is that this crooked Republican map gives the Democrats two chances in a million to take control of the assembly. I think I have that one right, don't I?
Mm-hmm. That is correct. We've developed this new measure of political fairness, which is indeed what you said, the chance of a party being able to get a majority of seats. And according to that, the Republican introduced map gives the Democrats, yes, only 2 in a million chances of getting a majority of seats.
Listen, I bought a lottery ticket the other day. I hope I win, but I'm not planning on it because of this kind of thing. As I understand it, Professor, the people's map, everybody's going, oh, the people's map. The people's map only gives the Democrats a 4% chance of taking the assembly. Do I have that one right?
That is correct, according to my calculations, yes.
Yeah. Now, your maps, which are fully compliant with the Voting Rights Act and are better than both the other maps, give each party a 50-50 shot at controlling the assembly, right?
That is correct. I hit the nail right on the head, a 50.0% chance for each party to win a majority of seats in the assembly.
Okay, I'm going to say this out there to anybody who's listening who is a judge, a legislature, at all interested in redistricting. It would be madness not to contact Professor Petering for his algorithm and to see his map, because this map is legally compliant with the Voting Rights Act. And even in the present demographics of the state, it shows this kind of fairness and competitiveness. Now, Professor, I want to turn to another subject. There was a Supreme Court opinion that came down a couple of days ago. And there are 7 justices on the Supreme Court. 4 of them said that they want to make minimal changes to the old gerrymander. 3 were willing to change it along the lines you're describing. And so it seemed as if we were stuck. Now, one of the 4 Republicans is a guy named Brian Hagedorn. Brian Hagedorn, unlike the other justices, I think has read the Constitution, understands the gravity of his position on the Supreme Court. And he said, you know, I generally agree with all this. However, I think we should keep communities of interest together. That is a worthy goal. And that's something that really hadn't been imposed as a legal standard by other courts, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court can do that. So the question I have for you is this. If my strong recommendation would be going forward, if the 3 Democrats on the Supreme Court and Brian agree with Brian Hagedorn on that, which they should, and the next 4-3 decision on maps is that communities of interest must be kept together. And by communities of interest, I'm talking about cities, towns, municipalities, and counties, especially rural counties. Do you think it's possible, if somebody designated to you a special master appointed by the Supreme Court, that you are to keep communities of interest together where all possible, and then they tell you which ones they are? They want the city of Sheboygan. They want Greene County. They want Wauwatosa. They want West Allis. They want these various places around the state combined in a district to keep the community of interest. Is that something that you would be able to work on in your algorithm?
Absolutely. Yeah. My algorithm can consider about 15 different criteria, all of the criteria that are considered by at the federal level, that are in the state law or the state constitution, as well as traditional criteria not specifically mentioned, such as communities of interest. And I can definitely put the algorithm to work to find essentially the best optimal kind of trade-off between all the criteria that the court has indicated are important, including the communities of interest that Justice Hagedorn has said is important.
You know, that is, here's what's so important about that, because my understanding is that even, you know, the Republicans in gerrymandering had sliced and diced, packed and cracked Sheboygan, Greene County, Waukesha County, and they've done it again. If you kept communities of interest together, that alone, even if they rejected all of your other computations, that alone would yield some fairer seats with the possibility of the Democrats taking more seats. Is that right?
I think that's true.
Yeah, I think that is true. And let me ask you one other thing, because this fascinated me. Speed of computation. If you're sitting there and the master goes, okay, I like that map, but I want Wauwatosa to be, you know, if he tells you to make an adjustment, how fast would that take? How fast could you do that?
Yeah, it'd be probably about a 10 to 15 minute cycle time where I could feed that back into the algorithm, just locally working on a specific part of the map. That would take only a few minutes, and then it'd take a few more minutes to kind of visualize and see what came up and then get the new analytics on that part of the map and then get that back to the master.
That's fascinating. We're going to a break. People. Don't hang up. Yeah. We're going to go into the next segment, Professor. So we're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. I'm on the line with Professor Matt Petering, the expert who's developed the algorithm that, even consistent with Justice Hagedorn's concurring opinion, can do some good work. Going to a break. Back right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler.